This is Judge Donald Horowitz with the ICTR Information Heritage Project. And today I'm interviewing Mr. Guindo, who is the head of the UN Detention Facility for the ICTR. Can we start, Mr. Guindo, by having you give us your full name and your title?
My name is Saidu Guindo.
Can you spell it for, because
Saidu is S-A-I-D-O-U. Guindo, J-U-I-N-D-O.
Okay.
And I am the commander of a detention facility, United Nations Detention Facility.
And how long have you had that job, sir?
Since July 99.
You've been here a long time.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that when it opened, or was it, had it been opened before then?
It has been opened in October 96.
Okay.
Yes. All I am right. The commander of the detention facility.
And had you worked here before, before you became the commander?
No.
Okay. Can you give us a little bit about your background in the area of security and corrections or penology?
Okay. I am a Malian. I came from Mali. I study in a high school. A master's degree in psychology and education. And after that, I went to teach psychology and education for almost 2-3 years. I joined the penitentiary administration in Mali, where I was in charge of a division of social reinsertion and the reglementation of the penitentiary administration. I also later on appointed deputy national director of, acting deputy national director of penitentiary. Then I left. I went to in the administration as a commander district in administration, civil administration. From there, I was appointed as a technical advisor of the Minister of Foreign Affairs in charge of the Tuareg Rebellion. It means that Mali was faced to Tuareg Rebellion. I was in charge of this this file. From there, I went to Haiti in 93 as a human rights officer in charge of the detention in Haiti. And then I came back in Mali, and after that in 94 I went in Rwanda up to 98 for human rights field operation in Rwanda after the genocide in 94 October.
Who did you work for when you went to Rwanda? Who was your employer?
High Commissioner of Human Rights.
From the UN?
From the UN.
Okay.
From October 94 up to March 98. From there, I went back in Mali, and then in 99, I was recruited to be head of commander of a detention facility here. I was accumulating the duty of deputy chief of security and also a commander of a detention facility.
Okay. What are your duties, briefly, your summary of your duties now in this job?
My responsibility is to implement all the rules covering the detention facility. It means that administration, management, security, and the good order, to maintain a good order of a detention facility.
And
to be sure that the condition of detention prescribed by the tribunal and the international standard are well implemented in this detention facility.
And I was going to ask you, you said to make sure the rules and regulations are followed. And I think you've answered, who provides those rules and regulations? Are they written by the UN and also by the ICTR?
It's written by we have the rules for the statute, basic document of the tribunal. We have that rules, but we have also the international standard rules provided by the United Nations.
And that's your guide?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, I have also my experience.
Of course. And extensive experience it is, and a very varied experience. What kind of prisoners do you have here? In other words, are there different categories of prisoners or people who are detained here?
I have different categories. We have military high rank. We have some generals, majors, captain, majors also are here, and even colonel among them, which means that they are well educated. We have a member of a government, different backgrounds, doctors in medicine. We have lawyers. We have also, economists. And we have also some lower people among them, prisoners, which didn't get high education. But there are very few.
I was, and that's very helpful. I think I was meaning was, are there some here who have not yet been tried, some who are being tried, and some who are have already had a trial? Different categories in that.
Yes, we have a detainees who didn't start their trials yet, who are under trial, ongoing trial, and the people who are already sentenced.
Okay.
Yes, and waiting to be transferred
and waiting
somewhere
to be
else.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. Because they are supposed, after the sentence, to be transferred in other country where, like, the country who are willing to receive them to for the enforcement of the sentences.
Okay. So the detention center here is not supposed to be a long-term sentence place where somebody who's been sentenced for a long term.
As you know, as you finish your trial, you are supposed, if you are sentenced, then you are supposed to leave, to be transferred somewhere else. That's why we sign an agreement. We have Mali who is willing to receive them. We have six people already in Mali serving their sentences. We have Swaziland, the Kingdom of Swaziland. We have Benin, where we already made all the arrangement ready to receive. We have, of course, Rwanda also, who is willing to receive them. We have France, we have Sweden. We have one person already serving his sentences. One prisoner is serving his sentence in Italy.
Okay. And must the other places to which you would be sending those people, must they conform to the UN, to the standards of the UN, the international standards that the UN
Yes, this is part of the agreement. We have to be sure that everything will be according to the international minimum standard.